Previously on Derpy Show.
Smell my hand.
No.
Smell my finger.
No, I'm not.
It's in your face. Smell it.
Go away.
Derpy Show.
Is it weird that I love the smell of matches?
Do you like the smell of your own farts, too?
I do. You always like the smell of your own brand.
Seems very Freudian.
What, I'm the only one that likes the smell of their own farts?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
So I'm the weirdo now.
Yep.
Big surprise! You big weirdo amongst other weirdos.
Derpy Show.
I would honestly, I don't know. To me, I just look at that and go like, God damn it. I just...
look at them and I think, God damn it.
I feel when you talk.
Yeah, it is.
So now you know my pain.
I know.
Derpy Show.
Can we do Greased Up Neo-Faust?
What is it? No.
Unleash.
Why do you always want to get him naked and grease him up?
Derpy Show.
Nothing can replace the train break.
No one puts train break in a corner.
Derpy Show.
To be fair, the last time I walked
Captain
into
Kester.
His room when he was asleep, I'm pretty sure I saw penis.
Derpy Show.
You know, because you can't have enough of those fake hands.
Well, I don't like crazy weird shit. Like, I like costumes. I like we have a bat pillow.
He likes to get the fake hands because it feels like a stranger.
Stranger.
You can't just sit on your own hand.
Derpy Show.
When I was little, whenever I heard the word in the song Skeet Skeet, I thought it was just people playing on the basketball court. The
first time I heard that song, I was working at a Best Buy.
Like, you were a little kid?
Like,
no, seriously, I thought when I was little, that whole like, oh, Skeet 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 Skeet.
That's from like 2005.
No, I thought it, no, it's like
I was seriously working
no,
at
no,
a
no,
Best
no,
Buy.
No, 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 no. No, 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 it wasn't 2005, no, it was,
yeah, it
that's
was.
Little John, all no. Skeet Skeet motherfucker, he was,
no.
Like, came out in, like, 2003, right?
Yeah, it was around that time, I was in high school, I was at Mulberry High, and that's when
I don't consider myself a little kid in high school.
Oof, I was about 15.
That's not a little kid.
Derpy Show.
Morale. Morale.
Cat break.
What up, homies? It's Chance Sterling. Welcome to Derpy Show.
Hey, and I'm the boar.
Hey, oh, hey, we're derping here.
We're derping here.
Hey.
I really got nothing to add to that.
As per usual.
And this mook Neo-Faust ain't got nothing to add to it.
Hey, oh, he's over here trying to be like I'm on Neo-Faust, but he's always just derping in the corner.
Derpy Show.
I loved Dread 3D.
Have you read the comics?
Yes, I have. Actually, okay. I got a whole bunch of them. I read them in anticipation of it coming out. People were talking about how, you know, this one's supposed to be closer to the comics. It's supposed to be really fun. So I was like, you know what? I know a little bit about Judge Dredd. I remember reading, like, Judge Dredd versus Alien at some point, like, in the late 90s.
Crazy crossovers. Yeah, Batman versus Spawn and shit.
And they're awful because they're, like, Americanized versions. So they just were very Stallone-ish. I remember watching the Stallone movie and being like, well...
Very Stallone-ish.
Yeah. Is that the law?
I am the law.
Is that the law?
Come on, Rob Schneider, let's go do this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Judge Dredd was that one where every restaurant was Taco Bell and...
No, that's Demolition Man.
That's Demolition Man.
You're getting movies mixed up. He had little, like, shades like this, and he was like... Yeah.
No, that's the one where Rob Schneider...
Oh, Rob Schneider crawls
kick.
Out of the spaghetti.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they meet the crazy cannibal family, cyborg families.
Mm-hmm. And they shoot the guns that the DNA gets printed on the back.
Yeah, grenade.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, the British comic book was it came out in, like, 1977. Mm-hmm. And it was...
Was it that early? I thought it was, like, early 90s, but go on.
No, it's cool. Old. It's old. It came out in 2000 AD. Now, 2000 AD was a magazine. The way they did, like, primarily, as far as I can done research, I'm not English... I may be wrong exactly on this.
British,
English from the UK, whatever you want to say. I'm not an expert on their comics, but as far as I've been able to discern, because I wanted to do a little bit of research on it, because I was really interested, they sell the 2080 magazine as like a 50-page book, and there'd be like 8 comics in there that are like 4 or 5 pages each. So you get like short mini comics of like 8 different characters. Hmm. One of those characters was Judge Dredd. He appeared very early on in the series. And it's this gritty, awful super future where everything's mobs and riots and gangs.
Dystopia.
Mega cities.
Yes, Mega City 1. As far as I can tell, that's the only city that's left. It spans from, like, Boston to Washington, D.C. Like, it's huge.
Didn't it look circular?
In the original movie, I remember, they made it out to be circular, but in the comic, and I remember from the video game, it was, like, really spanned out.
Okay.
Well, it's, like I said, it's Boston to Washington. It's supposed to be, like, fucking huge. But everything
I was just wondering, because if it was circular, half of it would be in the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
If that's where it spanned.
But, that's true. but apparently everything else is like the cursed earth, so it's all this awful, horrible mutants and awfulness. And the judges maintain order. They do whatever they need to do. And most of the Judge Dredd it comics, as I've read quite a few. It's like, page one, set up what's going on. You know, there's a riot, or this guy's kidnapped the president's daughter, or this other thing has happened. 3 issues of Judge Dredd, like, using gadgets, or punching people, or, you know, killing people, and then 1 page of stopping the bad guy, resolution with a gritty one-liner at the end. Mm. Like, that was the formula. And it was awesome, and it's kind of interesting because you think about, this is like 19, as far as I can tell, it's 1977. You have American sci-fi, which is Star Wars, which is like, stop, take down the oppressor, we're, you know, save the day, everything can be hopeful. And the UK, it's, you kind of root for the man, like, he's the law. He's what you do, and it's fucking dark. It's violent. It's bloody. It's gritty. It's kind of interesting that at the same time period, you have those 2 different types of sci-fi going on.
Late 70s had a lot of riots in the UK. I mean, not Liverpool, but the Bristol riots in Bristol. I mean, I may be terribly wrong on the town, but I mean,
I'm not really a British history major.
Yeah, so but during really the late comment. 70s, there's a
I'm
lot
just
going like,
to go ahead and assume that you're correct.
Right.
Steven.
So I don't know the correct city, but there's like a short film about like. Instead of it being like apartheid or like race driven, it's driven by like in the short film, it's mostly these robots that revolt and do reenact
gotcha.
The whole kind of like riots in the UK during that time. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe the comic zeitgeist then was just mostly like, you know, the man can help stabilize us, but
yeah.
Certain countercultures it was like, no, the man just is corrupted and can easily just, you know. All that other stuff. I can't.
Sometimes you have to murder your citizens. Was the
right? Essentially, yeah.
Crack a few citizens' heads.
Even though it's kind of, you know, I guess you would. The comic books often are kind of like anti-establishment. Judge Dredd, in its weird, violent, awful way, was kind of, you know, very pro-establishment.
Well, yeah.
It was like, I don't know. It was like extreme lawful good, but with like, you know, the means justify the ends.
I think that,
or no, the ends justify the means. Basically, I mean, like, it's I don't know, hell.
I guess if the law is really twisted, that could be considered lawful good. But in my mind, it's sort of a chaotic good.
No, to be fair, he'd be technically be lawful neutral. Like, he's neutral.
Yeah.
There's no good.
Yeah.
There is no evil.
True, yeah.
There's just
the law.
The law. Black
yeah.
and white.
That's true.
He's either you broke the law or you didn't.
I'm not really a D&D person, so those things don't really click in my mind quite as fast
as
they would for you.
I noticed I do recall that during the late 70s, early 80s, there was a really just big, utter hatred for, like, a parliament and the way that, you know, the law was being implemented in Britain, that nothing was getting done in a timely manner, and I guess that resonated with people. Judge Dredd was just basically, he was everything rolled up into one gun, and he sees somebody breaking the law, blam!
Or
serviced.
Or even then, because I guess at that point you also get like V for Vendetta. Parliament was getting stronger at that point, so maybe it's a parody, you know, a satire of how what would happen if we just let this end up going crazier.
Yippers.
But anyway, getting back to the movie that came out, Dredd 3D, they decided they were going to be very much grittier, not like this codpiece, bright shining armor, Sylvester Stallone.
I like that. Yeah.
I mean,
I like cheesy armor.
Then they did like the Street Fighter movie.
Well, I mean, he kind of has cheesy armor in the book, but they wanted to be more, I don't know, like, he definitely doesn't look like he shines anything. Like, he is big. He's not super large. Like, Stallone's a big dude, especially in the, like, mid-90s. He's a big dude. Mm. Whereas, in the comic book, Judge Dredd's a lean guy. Like, he's,
yeah.
You have to remember, he's an English hero, not an American hero. American, so he's lean. He's very James Bond. You know, lean, agile, ready to fight somebody. Not this fucking giant steroided out Goliath. So they get Carl Urban, the guy who was Éomer in Lord of the Rings, Bones in Star Trek.
I haven't even seen an image of this. Is there a quick way
we can... Yeah, I'll find an image for you.
Image.
Basically, he does have that crazy asshole, like, I don't know, sunglass helmet.
Well, yeah, that's the helmet for the judges.
Yeah.
Now, here's something interesting of, like, why so many fans hated the Sylvester Stallone version. In, as far as I've been able to discern, in over 30 years of being a comic book, Judge Dredd never has taken off his helmet.
That's a big thing. You're right, yeah.
5 minutes into the movie, Stallone takes off his helmet.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
He never takes off his
helmet. It looks more... realistic, I guess. Like, it doesn't look like plastic. Since, it looks like it's functional Kevlar. Mm-hmm. And
it's also beat up. It looks like a guy that actually has to use his armor.
And
like,
he's used it over and over again. It's almost like in the whole... Was it the aesthetic of Warhammer? How, like, the armor that the Marines wear, they really never will take it off, and you can always just see the battle scars all throughout that. And I think, in certain sense of the mythos, it's almost like a badge of honor.
Right.
Now, sort of along the same lines, as they've shown images of the new RoboCop.
Oh, man, that looks like the Crisis suit, man.
It's starting.
Oh,
like,
I'm so obsessed.
RoboCop and Judge Dredd, everything's starting to be, like, homogenized. Pretty soon, it's all just going to be, like, generic black armor.
You know, everything I'm right there with you on that one. Like, I like Judge Dredd because he has, like, these splashes of color, and it still actually looks a lot like the source material.
Yeah.
I don't like RoboCop as much because, like, I've got a whole other... Let me finish Judge Dredd. I've got a whole other
RoboCop. Please, I'll join in on this
RoboCop. I've got a whole other thing for RoboCop. So anyway, but my review of Dredd. So Dredd 3D, it's definitely meant for 3D. Like, it's in the title. The movie is Dredd 3D.
And shot in 3D and not just posted?
As far as I can tell, a lot of it was shot in 3D, but it's definitely... There's a lot of just extra CGI stuff to make it crazier.
This is my judgment gun.
Well, there weren't any, like, 3D effects. Like, there weren't any, like, cheesy, like, go get them, and then he pointed at the screen. But what they
did
was...
That's what I always wait for in 3D movies. It's like, waving shit around in your face.
Yeah, or throwing things at the camera.
I felt that didn't happen anywhere near as much. What they did is they did a lot of... So in the storyline is he gets caught up going on a routine, like... bust with his rookie, who's like a ride-along, and they get caught up, they accidentally stumble in that the people they're busting are this drug syndicate, and they're in their home base, so essentially they have to kill the judges, otherwise they could all get exposed. Mm. So then they have to fight their way up to survive.
Wasn't there a martial art movie that did the same thing?
Very similar to The Raid,
Yeah. But you know what? This has more guns.
This one, yeah, this isn't a martial arts.
And
this is
a lot of stuff, you know?
This is shooting people, and it's very bloody. Now, the drug they use is a drug called Slow-Mo. They do it in an inhaler. And as soon as they inhale it, essentially the drug is supposed to make time seem like it passes at, like, 1% speed. And also, because it's a super, like, hallucinogen, everything's, like, glittery and sparkly and slightly in soft focus. Hmm. So
it makes you really good in combat?
No, it doesn't. It makes you awful in combat.
Okay. Oh. I was going to say, I was worried
about
that.
You can't move any, you can't, like, react any better. You're still like...
okay. I was imagining, like, a super stimulant that, like, made you so fast everything just seemed slow to you.
So they do some things like, because it's this, they have these, like, giant 250-story buildings, like, anytime they do bullet time, like, you think of The Matrix, it's not like, it's an action scene, time to do bullet time. We're watching the action through some junkie's eyes, and everything's in that slow
junkie
motion.
Junkie time?
It's junkie time.
It's junkie time.
So, like, one of the times they do it, it's early on in the movie, I'm not feeling like this will spoil anything. Early on in the movie, one of the mob guys is like, send a message, throw him off the building. They're like, should we hit him with the drug first? Sure. So you see a, like, first-person view of the drug being put into you, and then you're thrown off the building, and it's like slow motion falling for like quite a while because it's instead of being, you know, 30 seconds to drop and hit the ground, it would be like an hour and a half of you falling to your death. So it's kind of like a fucked up way of torture. Yeah. But that also means that when they do the shooting, unlike The Matrix, where it's like bam, 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 shooting, and it's like people get hit with the bullets and they just fall down. Because it's Judge Dredd, like one guy gets shot through the cheek. It, like, you can see it, like, hit the cheek, and then the cheek ripples, and then the backside of the guy's head, like, explodes in extreme graphic gory detail.
That's Judge Dredd.
Slow motion. Blah, 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 blah. So it's very gory. And in fact, there are some... I'm certain... When I watched the movie, I could tell you'd see scenes where they had to, they cut away just before, like, the, you got to see some special effect. Like, obviously, there's somebody whose, like, arm was, like, being ripped off, but they cut away just as you could see the, like, prosthetic being able to work. So I'm almost certain the movie originally had an NC-17 rating, and they had to cut down some more of the gore. So I'm actually very, very much anticipating a director's cut.
Yeah, definitely.
But the movie, I mean, it's like I said, Judge Dredd. It's the first issue, explain the story, three pages action, one page resolution with a gritty one-liner. That's how the movie is. It's 15 minutes of set up the story, an hour of fucking action, exploding, murdering, blood everywhere, and then 15 minutes of resolution with a gritty one-liner at the end. That's the movie. Hour and a half.
Cool.
No more bones about it. Like, if you're the kind of person that would pay money to watch Judge Dredd, I don't think you'd be upset at all.
Cool. Mm. I'm excited.
So on a scale of 1 to amazing, where would you rate it?
Pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good.
Like, I really enjoyed myself watching that movie.
Okay.
So
much higher than 1, but a little bit lower than amazing.
Right, right. Like, it's not super phenomenal. It's not The Dark Knight. Like, I think The Dark Knight is, like, one of the best comic book adaptations. I love it. Or The Avengers is an almost perfect comic book adaptation.
You like the Spawn movie?
Don't get me started on the Spawn movie. But this one was just very gritty, very fun, very violent. Like, Carl Urban, his chin should get an Oscar for how gritty it was. Like, for the best chin in an action movie this year.
So do you think RoboCop will?
Yeah, RoboCop will have to be a contender for that, because his chin is the biggest thing exposed.
But yeah,
maybe that'll be a feature on Derpy Show in the future.
Yeah.
The greatest chins.
Greatest chins.
Oh, it'll be Bruce Campbell's chin in the picture too.
Pretty good. There's a lot of chins out there.
Yeah, a lot of chins, man. Jeez.
But he's not a character you would normally root for, but, like, sometimes you get a movie where they're like, it's so fucked up, and then you have this character, they really show you how awful the crime is, how awful these gangs are, how awful the world is, so you kind of root for somebody who's doing such, like, drastically crazy things. You wouldn't normally root for Judge Dredd, but when you're in this world and, you know, they're murdering a whole block of their own people, you're like, alright.
Now, did Mega City 1 ever consider legalizing drugs? Because that might cut down on the crime gang.
Whoa, easy.
Derpy Show.
One second, I gotta piss.
Alright.
A piss break?
Yeah, we don't have a train here.
I gotta train.
Come up with other reasons for...
Train in my pants.
If you don't hurry up and go to the bathroom, we're just gonna find your girlfriend and run a train on her.
God. Damn it.
Wow. We're going to run a train and break her? That's awful.
That's pretty fucked up. Good God.
Fucking go piss.
I've even got tracks by my house. We can do this.
Damn it. A mustache included a rope? Once I gotta finish this.
That's what they call it, right? When you tie up a girl and put her on the rain track?
Running a train on her? That's what that is?
Well, yeah,
totally.
Train runs right over.
Yeah, you run the train.
Put a train over her. Oh, God damn it.
Why aren't you peeing?
I gotta finish this nice Nas drink.
Because you can't drink later. You're going to drink later, too.
This pee break brought to you by Nas Energy Drink.
It's a pee break.
Derpy Show.
So I guess we're gonna talk about RoboCop now.
Yes, RoboCop. I've been following the fucking site. I've been stalking that site up until I saw the production clips.
Let me lay down what I know about the new RoboCop movie. I saw one picture.
That's what everybody.
Same here.
Have you guys been to the website? There's OCP.com or OCP Corporation that gives a whole demo of all their stuff, like the M209, ED-209 kind of.
You're
like.
You're just saying numbers and letters.
I remember the first robot.
The ED-209
is that robot from
RoboCop. The first
robot.
Like, the one that looks like a Timberwolf. 30 seconds to comply. Yeah.
The thing that also looks like an AT-ST from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, I think more like a battle mech, but that worked too.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Timberwolf. Yeah, without the big things.
Mm-hmm.
But
it actually looks exactly like a Timberwolf.
Yeah, with the rocket pods cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. But I mean, they have that on the website. They have actually, it's interesting. It's very interesting because when you compare it to the 80s film with, you know, the advances in cyborg technology, wouldn't they have like floating drones around everywhere in the city in the original film? But in this film, they push that. There's like aerial drones. It's a lot more like a info war in the movie than it is in the old one.
So wait, they had anti-gravity hovering things in the first one?
No, they didn't. They had cyber technology, but they never had hovering things. They gave him a jetpack in the third movie. You never watched the third movie.
The third movie is where he, like, his son loves a superhero and he wants to be a superhero, right?
No, that's technically the first and second.
That's Last Action Hero.
No, it's a
no, master, that is a plot line.
No, it's Master Blaster or whatever the fuck his name is. It's basically this cop that he gets the little, like, gun swirl thing he does in the movie. He learns it from the TV show.
No, I know
show.
That, but I thought, like, in the third one, there's, like, actually, like, a superhero character with a cape.
Technically, no, I think you were thinking about the Prime Directives TV show.
Oh, I don't know.
Because there is like, eight made-for-TV movies with RoboCop in it. Canadian-made, and I haven't watched them all because I watched the first one.
Canadian-made RoboCop. What did you say?
Dude.
Citizen, your door is unlocked. Move along. Like, I mean,
lock the door.
Like, you tipped less than 15%. Please leave an extra dollar. They worked hard. Like, I mean, what's the fucking RoboCop?
He carries around a box of donuts and hands them out.
Like, citizen, you only have 1 gram of pot on you. You should have.
Sorry
less.
To inconvenience you, citizen. Have a donut, hey?
Like, I mean, like RoboCop. He just fucking adds extra maple syrup to your flapjack. What does he do?
Like, Canadian. He rides a moose.
He gives you a warning. Yeah, he gives you a warning.
A robo moose.
A robo moose. So. I like this idea. Well, okay, but they did that. But your idea that talks about that, in the third movie, they never really touch upon his child anymore. It's mostly like a major character.
They better
character
not touch
dies.
His child. That's gross.
Yeah.
Man, the 80s was a weird place, but I don't know if it was that weird.
But they lose a main character, and it just gets retarded because they basically do what. A lot of movies around the late 80s were doing it. They wanted to sell toys.
Mm-hmm.
So they made him, gave him a jetpack, all his fucking arm attachments, made him fight a samurai.
They gave him a turtle van that shot pizza.
Yeah. They did.
And then they sold fruit snacks to kids on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, they did. They had cereals. But actually, wasn't there a cartoon, RoboCop cartoon as well?
There probably was. I remember having RoboCop toys.
I remember there was an Alvin and the Chipmunks with a RoboCop theme to him. There's a movie with them or something.
I spend most of my time trying to forget the 80s, so.
So here's one of my problems, like.
Yeah.
So as a comparison, we talked about Judge Dredd, so I've got that here.
Yeah.
So you have Judge Dredd. It's in a cyber awful super future, so you don't have to, like, try to equate it to anything real.
Dystopia.
Like, it's not even in America. Like, it's in quote-unquote what's left of America. There's no, like, city. There's nothing recognizable. It's own universe.
Might as well be another planet.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's sci-fi and it's sci-fi.
Yeah.
So, if you're making a modern RoboCop, which I assume is going to be an essentially...
Near modern. 20 years off, just like in the 80s, it was supposed to be 20 years.
But here's the thing. In the 80s, there was no optimism. Fucking Detroit in the 80s is about the scariest time period you could possibly be in.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, it is New York City as well, too.
It's just a gritty, scary future. And at that point, it seemed like everything was pessimistic. In 20 years, it's going to be 20 times worse. Whereas now, we're kind of in an optimistic, like, as far as crime and drug and that sort of stuff.
Even though everything's horrible, and we're sort of living in that.
Well, but at that point, the crime isn't anywhere near like it was, as far as I can tell from news clippings and stories. Yeah. As far as the crime's nowhere near. The drug craziness isn't anywhere near the same.
Well, nobody's in Detroit anymore now these days, too.
That's true.
But even then, like you have New York. New York got cleaned up. Washington, D.C. got cleaned up. There's no more of these giant slum cities like that.
Well, there's still pockets, but...
But nothing like it was. Nothing as popularized. And there's kind of this upswing where hopefully things will get better. Not this, like, everything's gonna fucking explode in a Cold War awfulness.
Well, the big point of the RoboCop movies was, like, the fear of just, like, you know, private corporations coming in and getting so in bed with the government. Well, now these days, when you think about it, that's kind of one and the same.
I was like, yeah, that sounds prophetic.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's basically what the whole thing was. OCP came in, started running city governments and... pushing around the people just for the profit.
I'm not necessarily talking about exactly what it is. I'm just saying, like the feel of it.
Oh, I understand.
Like, RoboCop is just this gritty, dark time. You're not going to, like, by making him look modern and, like, Batman armor and sleek and organized, he's not going to feel like it's this dark, gritty future where you have to have this robot cop protect you.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to feel like this weird sci-fi and, like, RoboCop,
alienate.
I feel one of the reasons, like, as much as, I mean, by work.
Yeah,
I mean,
Chrome tacky or something?
Well, no, it just, he was a human.
Like, why are they taking Chrome away?
Well, it's just 80s. But, like, here's the thing. Like, what I'm trying to say is that the vibe itself, when you have the 80s and he's slapped together, and it's dark, and he's gross, and there's blood, and he's gritty. Not that RoboCop's a great work of fucking cinema, but it worked because of that time period and what it meant.
Yeah.
Making that now, I just feel like it's just going to be another generic sci-fi.
Yeah. I'm worried about that, too. Yeah. I mean, I don't want him to be jumping around. I mean, I don't mind. I hear rumors that the RoboCop in the new movie is going to be more agile than the whole very blocky, robotic 80s one.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling it's going to be like playing the game Crisis and doing a Crisis suit, jumping from building to building, taking on things all like Ninja Gaiden style.
Well, see, I'm almost certain that's what it's going to be like.
If they do it like Cashier, I could see it working out.
But I
think I'm the only one that likes Cashier.
But it's just, I just don't... Part of what made it work was just that slow, brooding, dark vibe. And I just don't think they're going to be able to recapture that because people aren't...
Get Frank Miller to write it?
It's not here. It's not...
That's a big problem with remaking movies from the 80s in general, is that there's just something about, like, how we didn't know where technology was going back then. And now we've got a really, like, a lot better idea of what's going to be feasible in the next 20, 30 years and what's not. And, like... Remaking some of that stuff is just going to be really bad. Like, RoboCop's a good example, and, like, what if they remade Short Circuit? It would just be terrible nowadays.
I mean, that type of functioning robot's not feasible.
We just can't have a lot of that quirky fun, like, with movies anymore, it feels like.
Also, we know too much about technology as a culture,
yeah.
So you can't, like, get away with, like...
Yeah, you can't get away with, like, stupid technobabble.
And you go Short Circuit. Okay, so we have a robot, blah, blah, blah. Let's just shoot an EMP near it.
Yeah, done.
Done. We all, like, I think most people understand that that's a concept in a movie now. Like, like, even in Terminator, like, in Terminator 3, they had to explain why that wouldn't work. But they actually had to justify that, and it was a stupid reason. I don't even remember what it was, but it wasn't a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, we know so much about technology, we know so much about it, it just, I don't know. I feel that if you want to go sci-fi, you have to go... all the way. You have to go thousands of years in the future.
Yeah.
They have to go Total Recall and essentially make it like Star Wars or Star Trek. It's got to be fucking crazy future.
Nothing to do with Mars on that.
Yeah,
one.
You can't just tie a silk shirt around a leaking battery anymore.
Yeah, it's just not going
to happen. Oh, yeah, because, you know, it's, yeah, that's plausible.
To be fair, it's how you talk about how we know how technology's going. More than likely, they wouldn't even need a human in 25 years.
No, I mean, that once, like, the technological singularity happens, yeah, there's another movie coming out too, Singularity. It's the same concept. They build a soldier, robotic soldier that becomes sentient and then goes off as a rogue but thinks he's, you know, alive or a human and stuff like that.
So they were making Short Circuit.
Practically, yeah. They are trying to figure it out.
I did hear that they were going to do that, and it made me cry.
Oh, but that's really Singularity.
I really hope that it doesn't happen.
Dude, seriously.
You know,
if
they're going to remake anything from the 80s, I want another mannequin movie.
I was going to say Universal Soldier.
Mannequin movie?
Jesus Christ, mannequin?
Think about it.
When are they going to remake Splash?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's true. And the Weekend at Bernie's.
For serious, yeah. Why is there not another Weekend at Bernie's?
No, this type, it's like,
we know too much about voodoo.
It's true. Yeah, it's just neurotoxin. God.
Maybe we should remake Weekend at Bernie's.
Possibly.
We could do Weekend at Neofausts.
Oh, God, you kill me when I overdose on energy drinks.
No, you get to be the star.
I get to be the star? Okay.
Yeah, you just lay there limp the entire time.
I just
lay
the whole time and not talk? Oh, man.
Snorlax and I will be like the punk kids who work for you.
So wait,
and you're our boss and stuff, invite us over to your giant pad, and we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to have a fun party weekend.
But you do like this one big bump of cocaine and you, like, die?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Cocaine and NOS energy drink.
Yes, that's his cocaine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He will just drink, like, a case of NOS, and then he'll flip over.
Well, he actually injects it into his veins.
I do. Okay. It happens.
He's got an IV.
I die of diabetes. That's what it is. I don't die of heart attack.
Diabetes.
I die of diabetes. And so, okay, so what's the music that would reanimate me? Is it just that whole You Could Call Me Al song on loop?
Wait, they don't actually reanimate Bernie. I think they just carried him around.
I thought there's some music in his ear that kept him going.
That was Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Okay. Oh, is it music that kept him going?
Weekend 1, they just, like, old, like put sunglasses on him and a hat.
Yeah, and
just, like,
they would have pulley systems and stuff to raise his hand. Okay, up.
Like
yeah.
It was, they were just literally turning him into a human marionette. Yeah, like
the first weekend at Bernie's was actually plausible. The second one is where voodoo came in.
So yeah, just you could call me out and just be on looping.
Voodoo
my head,
ruins
right?
everything. You
can call
it's true.
Fucking weekend at Bernie's.
Oh god.
What other what other 80s movies need to be remade?
Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Kids. What?
Is it Garbage Pail Kids or Garbage?
When are we getting a new Neverending Story?
I don't know, man. That scene with the horse dying cracks me up every time.
Still don't know what that girl yelled at the end.
Yeah, what did you yell exactly?
I don't know.
Or no, it was a kid. It was a little
kid.
Boy.
Kid, yeah.
He sounded like a girl.
I don't think he knew what it was, and that's probably why he killed himself.
That's probably why. Yeah. Atreyu! Artax! Artax! I'm sad now.
Atreyu Falcor!
I don't know if I ever watched the sequel to that movie.
Oh, don't.
It's weird.
And there's a third movie, too.
The third movie has Jack Black.
It does.
What?
Jack Black is a bully in that movie.
But he's like 30. Like, that movie's only like 10 years old.
Nah.
I'm pretty sure Neverending Story 3 is like from like 99 or 2001.
I think 95. 96. Maybe.
95? Well, you know what? Let's check it. IMDb.
Check IMDb this shit.
You might be right, but we'll see.
Because the second movie had stupid eggs cracking open and acid trips.
And that weird bird guy and everything was like melting.
Oh, yeah. The furry.
Oh, you're right. 94.
Yeah. I think another big part of why we can't like recreate that feel of 80s movies is because we don't use like puppets and stuff anymore. It's all...
That's 100%
CGI.
It.
Yep.
Like, they've been talking about doing another Ghostbusters forever, but you know that the studios, the producers will only let them do it if they're going to... cut the budget and do all CGI.
Yeah,
and 3D if you didn't have the claymation, the that old style effect, it just won't look right.
Yeah.
Not only claymation, but
I
model
hate
animation.
Claymation.
Like huh? There's.
I said I hate claymation.
Well, some of it's not bad. I mean, like some of it was done like, up.
But
with
I know
just
stop
dull.
Motion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Ghostbusters, they look good. Like the ghosts that are.
But that was animated over, wasn't it? It was claymation glowing and animated over, mm-hmm. basically. Yeah.
But like you think about it. There's also something about the film. I think for some reason the film was different. Like, you look at a 70s movie, it looks distinctly different from the 80s, and it looks distinctly different from the 90s. And that 80s film grain, I'm in love with.
Wait, this is his whole hipster analog thing.
Oh, shit.
It's the analog medium that he's obsessed with.
But you know what I'm talking...
It does have a different feel,
It's not necessarily that I think it's good or better, but it's nostalgic. It reminds me... It looks a certain way, and I like that because it's what I remember.
Is that all we have to like is nostalgia? I mean, is there anything, like... coming out soon that isn't a nostalgic kind of just pull.
Magic Mike made a lot of Magic Mike's Laugh What You Want. It made a lot of money.
Yeah,
and it was an original concept.
Middle-aged ladies. Yeah.
Original concept.
But no, seriously, it's like everything now that is exciting to us is like a pull on our nostalgic.
It is. Strings. That's all it is.
It's, I mean, like, I don't know.
But so we have some original stories to our time, but. Hasn't it always been one of the first movies that was ever made was Frankenstein based on a book? Like,
well,
Thomas
basic
Edison
things
made
on
a
book
film.
Isn't bad. It's I think the thing that gets people pissed off is when we're just remaking old movies
constantly, like, or just not retrying to invent.
It's like I can understand if you're bringing it to a new medium, like adapting a book to a movie. That's I wouldn't consider that remaking.
No. Gotcha.
But if you're like, you know, remaking Gone with the Wind, that's clearly, you know, something that's been done.
No, I have something that's original that's kind of cool.
That's a freebie for you. Granted, industry, remake that.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind.
Well, I gotta take it back. Something that's original but actually just bridges upon. I mean, like, my dad always told me there's nothing new, only just remixes of what we have is old. Because everything that you are, anything that's creatively that you do, is a remix of everything that you've listened to, watched, been inspired by. And even the people that have inspired us
that's
were inspired
true,
by remixes.
But at the same time, if you're just completely stealing entire,
nothing's original anymore. You are borrowing from something from the Greeks, from something.
But if I go outside and, like, say, all right, I'm going to remake Dread 3D.
Like, that's already been done.
That's true, but I mean, like...
And if I take half the dialogue and most of the plot... what you're saying about the whole remixing thing is the same argument I hear with people saying that there's no, like, new music anymore because it's sort of all been done before. Like, you can't come up with an original melody or something.
Well, no,
right, because you got to find a video game to take that from.
Music is a formulaic.
Yeah, it's thing. Like a mathematical it's thing, and
always,
you know, I've heard the argument that it's gonna, you know, it's gotten to the point, but. I mean, there's a big difference covering a song versus, you know, like, sitting in your room and writing your own lyrics.
But you know what?
Coming up with your own instrumentation for it.
Statistically, that little thing that you do, if it's in a major key, it's been done a multitude of times.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. But there's a difference between, like, at least trying to come up with your own remix of things versus completely copying what somebody else has already done.
Understand that no matter what you do, it's nothing new, but taking your take on it, yeah, it's just different takes to old things.
It's a lot easier to respect somebody that put their own spin on something.
Yeah.
Like, and completely, like, took from a bunch of different places versus stealing from one place and just, like, polishing it off.
But now here's something else though. As a culture, we understand that sometimes things are so great that you would redo them. Like, symphonies play Mozart. Theater companies do Shakespeare. It's been done a million times. It's somebody else's work, but we redo it. Now because it's a movie and it costs so much money, people look at it at a different light that you can't redo something. But as a culture, we kind of understand that sometimes something's so great, you want to redo it.
I mean, that makes sense because you want it in a higher quality version, like a more modern, and that I can totally respect that. I mean, like Metallica going out with playing their music with a symphony.
Yeah,
there's a good example because Metallica needed to be. And symphonic.
I'm not saying like maybe, but not necessarily like you want it in a new format or a new quality, but like someone who comes from like an acting background, when you hear about plays that have been performed forever.
No, you want it to.
So you want to relive,
to play a homage to it, and bring it to new audiences that haven't experienced it before.
Yeah, and also to be able to do it yourself, to be able to play that character, you know, to be able to. That's my turn to be able to try that.
Okay, we're talking about movies. What about remaking video games?
Totally like, okay. Because, totally fine. Like, I wouldn't mind a complete recreation of a video game, except for the fact that, like, you have to bring it up to the modern style, like, the modern standing. Like, so you remake Dig Dug. Just because it looks 3D, I mean, it's not going to look right.
Now, didn't they fail that with Bomberman? Because I remember they tried to do that with Bomberman 64, and...
Here's the problem. They didn't actually change the gameplay. So, like, while Bomberman's fun, I would rather just play the original because it's the same thing. Mm. Now, if they made, like, a gritty Dig Dug reboot where he's blowing up dragons by, you know, pumping them full of air.
He's got, like, a harpoon.
Wait, did they do a gritty remake of Bomberman or something like that?
I don't think they ever did
a gritty. I just got a good idea for a Skyrim mod now.
Yeah, Bomberman?
Bomberman
or Dig Dug.
Well, they did a gritty remake of Bionic Commando. It was actually kind of rad.
Yes, I've never seen previews of that, yeah.
God, why don't we have a gritty remake of Dig Dug?
Or what about, like, older games, like, Treasure?
Every time you walk around, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, goddammit.
That'd have to be part of the mod.
Oh, God. Copyrighted Derpy Show. Pop.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna watch that now, actually.
I mean, like...
Or play that now.
I was playing, like, old Shining Force games and, like, Gunstar Heroes, and I would love to see a remake of that style or just that concept itself. I mean, I could always love seeing a lot of things. But like I said before, just... Take a lot of the old movies that just had a failed execution of a good concept. Like, I've seen a lot of, like, you know, really good... For instance, I don't know, what's the name of that movie?
You mean, like, when they made Speed Racer, the movie, and it just didn't work?
That was like an acid trip coupled with an ADD child's rantings. That movie was.
So it's like listening to you. Actually, did you make Speed Racer, the movie?
I wish.
Derpy Show.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Space Ghost, man. Yeah, fuck yeah. That's Space Ghost.
Like, Space Ghost? No. Coast to coast?
In space.
You know what? I would pay to see a gritty live action Space Ghost movie.
I dig that.
imagine like a hyper realistic Zorak, like a mantis person, like claws and CG.
Why do I picture this like the fucking like designer group that did the Guyver movies with the whole kind of like.
Oh god, cheesy. The Guyver. I'd love to see a remake of that. The Guyver.
Second one, no. Mark Hamill in the first one, yes. Turn into that crazy ass
like,
thing.
Like
yes.
That cockroach thing and crying. Yeah. Like, kill me.
Yeah.
I love
the
Guyver. I'd love
I liked MacGyver a lot too.
MacGyver's.
No, that's different. It's not MacGyver.
It's
the Guyver.
The Guyver.
It was like an anime, right? Or was the anime after?
It was no anime way before the live action films.
Okay. Manga, anime. I'm not very familiar.
Did you guys see MacGruber? MacGruber, yeah.
That's with the chick with the little hands, right?
Just fuck me, man. Just do it. I do whatever.
MacGruber.
Is the part where he's crying, his pants down. He's like, fuck me.
Isn't that big purple thing that sells you milkshakes at McDonald's?
No. MacGruber was that like Saturday Night Live.
You're thinking of the Fry Guys.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking of McGrimmis. That's what
McGrimmis.
I'm thinking.
I don't think there's a Mick on Grimace.
No, it's Grimace. The Grimace.
He's just the Grimace.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's the Grimace. I just think it's Grimace.
His name is Grimace.
Grimace.
It's not the Derpy Show.
Is it Grimass?
Grimace.
What do they say in French?
Dumas. Grimace. I don't know.
I don't think they've ever explained any of those old McDonald's characters. They're just sort of like things that.
Well, the Grimace was a monster. He was a villain to begin with.
He wanted to steal your milkshakes. Yeah, I remember that. They were all kind of bad people. Like the fucking bird would crash into things and ruin your fucking lunch.
But she was like clumsy and lovable. The Grimace was legit a villain, wasn't he?
If she was clumsy, she could be clumsy somewhere else.
He was always smiling and happy. He was harmless.
But
in the late '60s when he first came out, he was like a monster.
Yeah, I don't remember the late '60s very well.
I know, man. Because
like I remember them. It's called YouTube.
Wait, no. He remembers them daily with his records. He relives the '60s every day.
That's me?
True. Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
You get it? Because
I have records.
Retro.
Because I
hey, was hey, to the '70s called. They want their hipsters back. They're called beatniks back then.
Hey, guys. The '60s. Hey, guys.
What?
Let's go disco to Burger King.
Oh, I don't get that.
You remember the Burger King?
No.
Like the Burger King.
The Burger King. Yeah, the guy that was...
I mean, the king in the face mask and the terrible...
Well, the guy that's based off of?
Yeah.
That was his thing. He wanted to disco to Burger King with you.
Oh, in the '70s?
Yeah.
Clever! Where's the beef?
That was '80s.
Yeah, that was the '80s.
That was Wendy's, right?
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was with this, like, weird...
Well, are we just talking about fucking fast food slogans now?
Why not? We're enlightening people on retarded...
That's what we do.
Anal vomiting.
Anal vomiting?
Anal vascular diarrhea.
If you rearrange the letters for I am loving it, spell anal vomiting.
I am loving it.
Well, then you have to undo the contraction.
Right, you do have to undo the contraction.
Yeah.
But you do get a sweet anagram that way. Ba-da-da-da-da.
I'm loving it. Anal vomiting. You add an extra syllable.
The syllable's not the important thing. It's an anagram. You rearrange the letters.
But it doesn't match up right. Da 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 da.
I'm not worrying about the song. I'm worrying about the letters. God damn it! You know what an anagram is?
I know what it is, but when you're doing that with that, the jingle doesn't match up with it. It doesn't make sense.
I don't care about the fucking jingle.
I like to see it like da 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 in a pop it did. Does it the extra?
You just added an extra beat.
Yeah, you did add an extra one.
You just said the words and then added another one.
Why can't you just go ba da ba 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 anal vomiting?
Like, it works.
You have to contract the vomiting.
I'm sorry, you sound like a deaf guy saying it. Vomiting.
God damn it.
All right, grease me up. Let's get this over with.
Oh, God.
We put ketchup.
Derpy Show.
So, I don't know what anyone else is doing, what they did last week.
I'm doing this.
But I know what I'm doing the entire rest of this week, next week, and for quite some time in the foreseeable future.
Oh, man, me too.
I don't understand how they give me a job. I pay them to essentially get another job. It's a fun job. But I pay Blizzard.
Dude, I pay for
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about masturbating in the dark.
No, not masturbating in the dark. Although, I can tank with one hand.
That's all you play girl characters.
That's what a Naga Mouse is for, right?
I can tank a raid with no handlebars.
Oh my god.
I guess it happens when you macro everything out and use bots.
Mm-hmm. That's gotta be on now, that's what I call derp.
Oh my god. Yes.
Yes. Let's get more elaborate instead of derping everything, but maybe change
I can tank a raid with no keyboards.
I can tank a raid with no keyboards. No keyboards. Oh just my god. Bots and fours.
So anyway, in case you didn't get what we're talking about, we're talking about World of Warcraft and the latest expansion, Mists of Pandaria.
Fags.
Comes out. If you're listening to this immediately as the podcast loads, it's been out for 24 hours, which means the servers have been able to be played for 16 hours.
And that I'm already level 90.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Some people have jobs.
Wow, that's some serious that's some serious bird flicking.
Oh man, I wish I was on camera.
That's a pretty heinous dick.
Wish I was on camera.
Wow, Neofaust is a dick.
.com.
I'm a subreddit, actually.
You're a subreddit?
I wish.
Are you a subreddit of space dicks?
Probably. Neofaust is a dick subreddit of space dicks.
I'm
going to
make /r Neofaust is a dick.
Yeah.
That's
and it's just going to be me getting pictures off of his Facebook page and writing like inflammatory stuff over them.
That's the official Reddit of Derpy Show.
Is it like that that skit that like Conan O'Brien would always do where like it would show a picture of somebody and just freeze and goes, ass, right under it? Dick! Oh, okay. But continue. Sorry, we keep derailing you with dicks.
That's what running a train is.
Mustaches included. Who wants a mustache ride?
Oh, I do, I do.
I don't.
Oh.
I'm going to opt out of the mustache.
Who wants to ride the coal train?
Oh, God.
Note to self, don't bring him NOS anymore.
No,
bring me all the NOS. It'll balance me out.
What the fuck?
Okay,
like,
anyway.
What goes on in your head, no matter what we give you, you get some weird adverse reaction. You're like the ADD version of Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Stop
Hyde.
Stop right there, because I was
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that reminds me of fucking Neil Gaiman. Did you know that he once watched Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Oh my God, and Alan Moore was right next to him when they did it? And they sucked each other off, and it was gay and awesome, and I have a video of it, and a torrent, but it was actually an anime.
I have it on Laserdisc that my dad bought at that fucking place that you guys were talking about earlier.
But it was the original German dub, so it was very different, and you had to read the subtitles.
I ate all the bubblegum that was in it.
Oh, it was so delicious, and I blew this big bubble and got my
remix that into some noise core.
Why do I feel like this is the roast of Neofaust every fucking show?
Tune in next week, roast of Neofaust.
I'm in tears now.
Alright, we gotta call Pamela Anderson,
Jeffrey Ross,
and Neil Gaiman,
Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald.
Neil Gaiman, what the fuck am I doing here?
Lisa Lampanelli.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Who are those
Gilbert
other
Godfrey?
Who are those other unfunny burnouts that we always get to roast
Jesus
people?
Christ.
Oh man. Oh my head. Anyways. I came here almost falling asleep.
Seriously,
so.
Fuck Comedy Central's roasts.
Derpy Show.
So guys, I've been kind of freaking out lately because there's so many awesome new games coming out at once.
I don't know what to play. I'm playing Borderlands 2 right now.
I'm playing The Walking Dead, the Telltale Games version.
Ooh.
Yeah, like, at the same time, a bunch of games that I've been anticipating came out. Borderlands 2 is one of them. Torchlight 2.
Pokemon Black and White 2.
Wait, have you guys gotten to the Hawken beta? Because apparently people are getting into Hawken
beta. I have a Hawken beta. What is Hawken?
Hawken is mech combat.
I have it. I loaded it up.
I hate you.
I haven't touched it yet.
I hate you
so much. I don't
know
anything about it, but I'm in the beta.
It's like Mech Warrior steroids.
Is that because I posted on Facebook, hey, sign up for Hawken here, and I think I remember you saying, I did that.
Did.
But you must have signed up for it, not even
I did,
looking
I
at
got
it.
Shit.
I was
I
like, oh,
nothing.
Betas. I love being in betas.
Well, I got well, nothing. Well, I so did here, the same thing.
Do you know why I sign up for every beta I sign up for? It's because then when there's a beta I really want to play, I'll be like, well, I was in this beta, and this beta, and this beta.
Yeah, I can pretty much list every game ever. For like, what betas have you participated before
I
in the past?
I did a shit ton of beta.
All
for
games.
I did a shit ton of beta work for like NCSoft's games, like Lineage 2 and City of Heroes and Villains.
I once owned a Betamax.
And you're a beta male.
Hey!
So, oh.
Not really, actually.
Yeah, it's a roller film. But yeah, so Torchlight. Please explain. I'm interested in his engineering classes.
So it's Diablo.
Yeah, it's kind of like Diablo 3, except
or Diablo
for
open source.
Without all the super realism.
So
like,
pay to win?
Like, so, there's rainbows and nobody cares.
So it's Diablo with cartoon graphics and fishing.
You know how, like, Nintendo games are really fun, but their story is a little bit limited?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more like that, where the game is really fun to play.
Yeah.
But...
Well, they made it open source to, like, mod and stuff, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually really cool that, yeah, they leave it open for modding, and they let you cheat if you want to...
Diablo doesn't let you cheat without it.
Wow. No, I haven't heard of a game with cheat codes in forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except StarCraft.
But I actually read a post that I think it was like the vice president or the president or something released a statement about why they left, you know, cheating in the game. Like, because you can give yourself items and you can make yourself invincible
and you don't put
if you
it up
want.
To hackers to do
It'll that. Flag your character as a cheater. So, like, if you go into an online game, like, it'll be like, this character's a cheater. You know? So if you don't want to play with anybody that has, you know, like illicit items or something, and
like you
just
put up
kick
that
them
status,
out or
like
whatever.
Cheat status, like no cheaters.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like.
But his point was, you know, if you're playing solitaire at home, what's stopping you from cheating there? It's all about your own
enjoyment.
Yeah. Like, how do you want to play it? You know,
that's true.
Which is cool.
So it's kind of like when you were playing Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening and you stole the bombs from the store. For the rest of the game, no one would call you by whatever your character name was. They'd just call you Thief. It's kind of like that, but if you cheat,
yeah.
Everyone knows you're a cheater.
Yeah.
Okay. Now...
Whereas that wouldn't fly in Diablo 3, because they've got that...
The real money,
real money auction house. Yeah.
I get it. Like, that was a neat test. Like, that was a neat trial
yeah.
to see if it would work, and to see if fans would mind it. Like, people are like...
A to win.
I'm mad that you have to be online all the time, but I like this real money auction house. Well, you have to have both. I mean,
yeah.
Otherwise, it would just wouldn't work. I mean, look at what happened to Diablo 2. Like,
Dupin'!
Cash became so worthless.
Yeah, that's true.
SOJs, were they Staff of Jordans? No, Soul or something. They became a currency. There's an item that became currency because it was undupable. So you had to collect that item over and over again, and that's what became the currency. If the game has to devolve to that, shit's wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been playing lots of Borderlands 2 and Torchlight 2, which both are games that have lots of randomly generated items that you're trying to constantly get one that's slightly better than previous games. And I find myself, like, almost overwhelmed by all the random items that I've been going through lately.
I heard that was actually one of the problems with Borderlands 2 is that...
Too much.
Whereas, like, in World of Warcraft... You get a new piece of gear every now and then. You're not like every 30 seconds going, oh god, is this weapon better than this weapon? Okay, I got a new weapon, cool. Oh god, is this one better than this one?
I remember that's like Dragon Age 1. I remember doing that all the time. Pick up a weapon, like, constantly changing that armor.
I don't know, it's sort of nice in that there's a lot of variety, because you can find guns that are just really cool and cool looking and have neat features, because they have a lot of these random like features on them.
Like fire.
So you can eventually find weapons that meet your playstyle, but as you're leveling up, you are finding like a better one all the time. Like you get a new gun and it's like so much higher damage than your previous one that you don't want to use the one that you like better because, you know, doesn't have as good a stats, so you're just constantly like recycling
so
weapons.
You tell me the pack rat player is going to have a long time, because when I play these games, I search everywhere. I basically fill up my whole, like, inventory, run back to base, sell it all, and go back to the spot I'm at.
You're gonna have a bad time.
I'm the Roomba bot of these games.
No, you're gonna have a super good time, but it's just gonna take you forever to get through
yeah,
the game.
I see. Well, because I mean,
plus,
like,
every time you log out of the game, everything
yeah.
resets, like,
oh,
as far as the items go, so you
God
can go
damn.
Back and research everything.
Jeez, okay.
Fuck
so,
that.
So you would have to... Yeah, you really have to resist doing that.
Well, then what about the homages? I heard they have a lot of, like, nods. Like, there's a mission with,
mm-hmm.
like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I actually did that mission.
And there's a creeper in the game, too, right? You have to, like, punch ore, and there's a creeper.
I did not get that far yet.
There's a shit ton of ones. There's another one from, like, fucking, what's that jet movie? Top Gun. Like, you have to destroy a volleyball net.
I did that one.
Oh, yeah, I also heard that Slender Man, or a reference to that, is also in the game somewhere.
Yeah. And there's a Dark Souls reference,
yes,
too.
Yes, I've never seen the video for that.
Yeah.
I mean, so it seems like to me it's the same thing as Borderlands 1, but more story and
yeah, the
just,
story's a lot... Like, I found myself laughing pretty often
yeah,
at this one, because the...
A lot of jabs and a lot of just, like, tongue-in-cheek kind
the
of
The main
humor.
Bad guy just kind of constantly taunts you throughout the game. Like, every time you hit a certain milestone or something, he'll just, like, be like,
Pops
oh,
up.
You got here, huh? Well, you're... you're stupid. Like, he's a little bit dumb, so, like, his insults are bad sometimes, but it's really funny.
So instead of putting in an homage to Portal, they just stole the shtick.
Well, Borderlands, Borderlands came out as basically being the tongue-in-cheek kind of, like, grindhouse video game kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and instead of putting in a Torchlight 2 reference, Torchlight 2 has a
claptrap in it.
Claptrap.
Yeah.
Oh, clever. Nice.
I also saw that in Torchlight 2 you can get a sword that looks like one from Minecraft. So you got this big blocky sword.
Is it weird that I want to learn how to ride a unicycle so I can do a claptrap cosplay?
That would probably have to be a huge cosplay.
Not to mention your sight has to be...
You play like a 10-foot tall claptrap.
This is not what the Mechanomancer has?
It's a floating torso.
Okay.
Actually, the Mechamancer...
It's a DLC.
That's coming out. If you pre-order, it's coming out soon, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's apparently gauged towards the people who are casual players and don't play a lot of FPSs, so a lot of the tech trees help with assistance and aiming and stuff like that. And you have a pet that kills things.
Yeah, essentially, you're a buff class that buffs your pet.
Yeah.
And that's what it does. And the pet does most of your killing.
Yeah. And, but there's like ones that if you shoot off the screen, your bullets curve towards the person. It's for people that don't play a lot. So you can play with Grandma.
See,
Grandpa.
I didn't look into it that much, but I liked the name, so I was
obsessed with it.
She's also super cute. She's like a little punk rock ginger with pigtails.
It's like a tank girl as a hit girl mixed into one, but with cyberpunky stuff, yeah.
Derpy Show.
So we've been having a problem with our cat. Well, it's not my cat, it's my roommate's cat.
One time I had a problem with my cat, and I had to go to a doctor, and they gave me this cream.
They stuck.
Everything comes down to a cream with you.
Well, I'm a creamy guy.
His hand soap is milky.
So anyway, this cat is just obsessed with peeing on bath mats. You know, I like having something in the bathroom so when I come out of the shower, I step on it and it's not wet tile floor.
I hate stepping on wet tile. It weirds me out.
Yeah, so I want something down there, but everything I put down, if it's a towel, he'll pee on it. If it's a rubber mat,
that's why you close the fucking door to your bathroom when you take a shower.
No. Anytime. Like, if we leave the door open for 2 minutes, he'll run in there and pee on it. It's not feasible to have your bathroom door closed 24 hours
a
day.
Are you sure it's your cat?
Not. That bathroom door is closed all the time. I have my bathroom door closed all the time.
Are you sure it's your cat? Because I've met your roommates.
Yeah, I know, right? Wait, what?
Yeah. So anyway, I caught the cat in the act the other day. I'm trying to catch him in the act and, like, spray him in the face as he's doing it.
Kick him.
So that's the way cats' brains work, is like, you have to get them while they're doing something.
Yeah, that's almost
very quickly.
Because they don't understand, because they don't understand your words.
Yeah.
So they don't understand that that's what you're doing.
It's the reinforcement.
So
there,
I caught him in the act. I ran in, I yelled at him, I sprayed him a few times. He got upset. He ran into where my girlfriend was.
He's still peeing.
Shut up and let me tell the story. So anyway, he runs into where my girlfriend is. She's like, what did he do? What are you yelling at him for? And I told her, and she starts yelling at him, right? And I wasn't in the room at the time, but I just heard this loud noise. The cat just, he laid down on the floor and had a mental breakdown and started crying.
Wait,
like she's like, you're a bad cat! And he's like, he just freaked out, like started breathing heavily, laid down against the couch, and started going,
God,
we felt so horrible because we're yelling at this cat, and then he just has a mental breakdown.
Jesus,
it's like we were yelling at a kid, like, and then like they just freaked
out.
What
happened was the urinary tract infection.
Like, you know, most cats, like you yell at them, they'll just they'll be like, oh shit, and they'll run and hide.
But the cat,
he just broke down.
He just drops and sobs.
Yeah, he seriously just started crying.
Oh my god, I would have felt awful.
Is the cat all right? Because that doesn't.
No, he's fine. Like, we picked him up and like petted him for a while. And, like, okay, we don't hate you. Like, we had to reassure the cat that we weren't gonna like kick him out of the house.
So
or
the
something.
Cat didn't run away. He just sat there.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Now, did you record the cry and make a dubstep remix?
Yell at the cat next time I record it.
Okay.
And then feel horrible after.
Because really, you've lost an opportunity there.
Yes.
So we're going to get PETA on us for trying to abuse a cat.
I'm not worried about PETA. I mean, I saw him in that Hunger Games movie. All I can do is do camouflage and cry a little bit, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah.
Personally, I love pita because I dip it in hummus and...
That's pretty tasty.
I get my gyros
guy named,
are on
here. I know a guy named
pita. Yeah, gyros. I love gyros. Gyros.
There's a guy I know named pita.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about your
friend. Do you have more to that story?
No.
I know a guy named pita. This one time, I saw a pita.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
It was in a pizza box.
The twist would be that it was just normal flatbread.
It was extra sausage.
It wasn't actually a pita.
It wasn't actually a pita.
It was actually
whole time.
It was a taco, actually.
I was in a pit with a pita. There's a pita pit.
Yes, Pita Pit is a restaurant. You're right.
Every time I eat there, my poops are sick.
Wait.
Your poops are sick?
Now,
every time I eat there, my poops get sick. That's
now, close. Do you get sick and have, like, awkward poops? Or do you have poops that come out with, like, a sniffle?
Now, is that painful gut thing?
Okay, so you're sick and you have bad poops. Your poops aren't sick.
Yes, like, I'm a sick poop!
Like, it's like Mr. Hanky comes out with a blanket and, like, a thermometer.
Pretty horrid smelling.
God damn it. It's like he just doesn't even hear what we're saying. Maybe you're permanently locked in like a different dimension.
Sometimes I think
Do you have to buy pita away for your underwear?
God damn it.
Do you know who they don't allow at local conventions anymore?
What, anime conventions?
Yeah, just in general. They don't allow pita bear there anymore.
Oh, really? No.
We say pedo bear here in the States.
Oh, not pita bear?
Pita.
Maybe if you were in Britain, people would have thought that was funny.
No. You got the joke, dick.
I watch a lot of British TV.
He does.
So
is there a joke in the IT crowd with the like, yeah, last name is like...
Peter File.
Peter File.
But they
told him to move to America because in America they don't say pedo. They say pedo.
Yeah. Pedo, yeah.
But pedo. Most of our fans are nerds, and nerds fucking love British TV.
That's true.
Just look at Tumblr.
Speaking of Tumblr, check out the new Derpy Show Tumblr.
Holy shit, we have a Tumblr!
Tumbling!
Every day I'm tumbling. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. You can reach that at tumblr.derpyshow.com or derpyshow.tumblr.com. I'm not wrong. I fucking set it up, Emily.
Burn!
Such anger.
Try it. Try both of them. I do it.
Wait. Try both of them?
Try tumblr.derpyshow.com and then try derpyshow.tumblr.com and see what happens.
What's it eat?
I want to feed him.
She just tried it and it worked.
Derpy Show.
Dr. Pepper makes my dick wet. Jesus.
What?
That escalated quickly. God damn it. Now, does it make your dick wet? Do you, like, dip your dick in Dr. Pepper?
Either way, it makes my dick wet.
You should really see a doctor about that. And not Dr. Pepper.
Makes my dick bubbly wet.
Makes it bubbly wet? Makes your, like, dick gurgle? God, that's not good.
Yeah, you should really see a specialist and not bring your abnormal discharges to us.
Yeah, like... Boar is a doctor of love, but he has no... That's way outside of his like, league.
We need more questions from Dr. Boar.
Yeah.
That's something we should push on the Tumblr.
You know, right now. Yes, definitely.
Yes, ask us. You can be anonymous. You can ask us.
Ask us horrible health questions regarding your private parts.
No, not health questions.
Just ask normal love questions.
About your private parts.
A question about your social anxiety love life.
Your private love life parts.
Derpy Show.
And now, we're going to have DJ Neofaust define a piece of internet lingo.
Oh, welcome in to you, gentlemen, there.
Yes. This week's term is prawn.
Ah, yes, prawn. Prawn, it's a derivative of the word pornos, or porn.
Pornos?
Pornosis. It is a Greek word of an ancient lexicon involving...
Is it like protos, pornos?
Close enough, but involves the greased up...
greased up deaf guy, yeah, greased up deaf guy, I know that.
Sausage being shoved into intestinal tracts.
Wait, prawn is when you take a sausage and put it up your butt?
Sure.
We need additional dildons.
dildons.
You've not enough dildons.
That's what the pranos is.
Well, yes. Pran is derivative of the word pranos.
Additional dildons are required.
But yes. Yes, but it's spelled P-R-S-A-W-S.
Aris?
Aris.
I don't know that letter. What's an Aris?
A British word.
It's a word? It's not a letter?
It's a British letter word. Wordish letter.
And this has been another instance of DJ Neofaust defines a thing from the internet.
You guys pay me.
Derpy Show. I wish I had something to be mad about and that I could rant. I like to rant angrily about
angers?
Something.
Oh,
talk to him for a little while.
That'll just make me mad?
Yeah.
God damn it, it's fucking true.
I just...
Tell him about things that you care about right now.
What do you...
You're already getting mad. This is working.
He's getting pissed off by just thinking about it.
It's because he's just like... He's just going to bring up something about some anime that no one cares about. But it's completely irrelevant. And he's going to talk about how it used to be better three or six months ago. But now the new kids who just got into it this month are different.
Well, now he's going to have to tell you about half of it.
Well, God, and then he's going to speed... Then he's going to be like, well, but I'm going to ask a question about anime on the internet. And he's going to say, well, you could like this, but you might not. But you should go and form your own opinions. But I won't give you any of my own opinions, even though I ask for your own fucking opinions. Because you know anime and I don't, and Natalia's all over fucking Tumblr, and I want to know about that. But you're like, well, some derpy new kids don't like it, and I like it, and I don't like it, and some other person's like it, and some other person comments on it, and you comment something, but then you delete your own comment before I can even fucking read
Stop.
It.
Stop, I never deleted anything. My comment's still there.
So wait, okay. So what you're saying is, you asked for an opinion on an anime, and instead of telling you a little bit about the anime and what he thought, he told you about what other people thought, so he...
He actually says, well, I was like, Italia, is it any good? Because I've seen it on Tumblr, and it's about, like, personified versions of nations.
You like Homestuck, right?
I don't know anything about fucking new anime. That's why I was asking about it.
That's his thing. Homestuck. I thought you liked Homestuck.
I don't know anything about it.
Never mind. No,
nobody likes Homestuck.
The kids do.
And he's all like, you know what? I feel like I need to find...
Bring it up. I never deleted any comment at all.
I thought you did two comments.
No, just one. Okay. Maybe one or two, but I don't remember deleting any.
Hold on. I feel like I have to find this exact quote.
Okay. Because I thought you
also,
liked Homestuck.
Do you, like, only use Facebook on your phone?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay. Because it seems like there's no...
You never spell anything.
It feels like there's no spelling. There's never. No spaces.
Terrible
like, not
spell.
Even, like,
no.
Punctuation.
That's
why he's driving. He's just like...
I abuse ellipses. Those three dots. I abuse those dots.
It also feels like there's like a really bad text to speech, like making all
of
your comments.
Do you use text to speech?
Occasionally, yes. Well, because I'm interested in the
algorithm.
You're
totally calling out everything that actually happens.
Wait, because I'm actually very intrigued by the algorithm that's used to convert speech to text. I've been like looking at a few things, like dragons text.
I just imagine you at home sitting there. Like playing with Dragon naturally speaking.
Yeah. I'm trying
to. Just like that's what you do instead of playing video games.
God damn it.
So I want it as like, hey, anime friends, should I watch this anime? I want like people to tell me about it.
What did I say?
And he replies.
I don't remember shit.
He replies with no capitalization. If you want to lose faith in a more recent generation of anime fans, ... But if you dig Homestuck, ... Bleh. What am I saying? You decide for yourself. That doesn't tell me one anything.
Oh, I remember when
it doesn't tell me anything.
Wait, I remember when I typed that up. I was half awake. I remember that. Yeah.
I fucking hate this guy. God damn
it. Oh my
it.
God, back at Jayco. God.
Guys, kiss and make up.
I quit. I'm done.
See, I've
get
been
the fuck
angry.
Out of my house.
You know what? It's so easy to make you angry because you know what I do? I just turn off this little switch in my head and start talking.
You have to turn off a switch to start talking.
You don't have switches there?
No!
This filter.
Like, you're a derp robot!
I'm so fucking serious
derp
during
robot,
the day.
Derp robot. Derp robot. Derp robot. Derp derp.
What does he want?
I want some derp.
Derpy Show.
I killed the Noid.
You killed the Noid? You're
like,
why the Noid's not around anymore?
Like, shut the fuck up!
Did you get rid of the little Caesar puppets too? Because I liked them.
I never touched
He them. Killed the Noid, but he did not touch the little Caesar puppets.
Thank God. Show me on the little Caesar puppet where he touched you.
Pizza.
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 Do you remember when Little Caesars was good?
Do you remember when, yes, and like you got, okay, so I have a distinct.
It was probably like 20 years ago.
I have this distinct season. Memory of like, they had something called like the Bigfoot, and it was like this big square pizza.
Pizza, yeah.
And, when, when you bought it, you also got this like cup that was tiny, but had like an accordion part that you'd stretch out and fill with drinks.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I remember they had good breadsticks too at some point.
Yeah.
Now it's a shitty $5
pizza. What were they called? They were called something.
Crazy Bread.
Crazy bread.
I loved Crazy Bread.
Oh God, Little Caesars, where are you?
If I had a now, time like machine, Little Caesars is
in the ghetto.
It's like this horrible dead shell of what it used to be.
Oh, it's in the ghetto now. They're getting.
To be fair, it's like $5, and you can pick up a pizza on the way home. It's pretty rad.
Well, yeah, but
it's like not shitty. Good. It's shittier than good. Walmart pizza. Derpy
Show. So, for those of you who listened to our last show, we did a little segment called "Now That's What I Call Derp."
Yeah, it's sort of an infomercial. Almost.
With us derping out some of the classic song.
Yeah. And some people have said that they would like a real version of it. If there's enough interest, we might make a real version of it.
An actual album.
It's probably not going to be 29 discs and 12 easy payments of 1995.
But we
we'll come up with a, cheaper version.
Yeah, we'll give you 4 cassette tapes.
We'll give you 3 9-inch vinyls.
But seriously, if you're actually interested in that, tell us. Because if there's even enough of it, we'll set something up.
To be fair, if like 6 of you want it, we'll make it for
6 people say they're willing to give us like $5, we'll think about it.
The money will go to charity.
Or if you buy us like a pizza.
I'm renaming myself to charity.
Yeah, if you like... To be honest, if you just like buy us like a pizza and beer party, we'll probably do it.
I DJ it.
Yeah. We were thinking about doing a derp starter, but our goal would only have to be around like $30.
Like, it's not
and
much.
And once we hit the $30 goal,
I think we'll be good, yeah.
No, seriously, if you're interested in that, we'll make it. We might make you pre-order it, just to make sure we actually get that $30.
Because, so you know, derping isn't free. Oh, it costs $1.05.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would actually make it good, though.
It wouldn't be like the quality last time.
No, yeah.
We have connections. We get musicians.
We do know people that are musicians, and we can go into a studio, and we can make it good.
Yeah.
If you want it.
Well,
so let us know.
The quality of the recording will be good. The derping will still be derpy.
Maybe mix in a derp step track.
And also, if you're interested in the Now That's What I Call Derp, tell us what songs you're interested in. Even if we didn't previously derp them out, just tell us what you want, and maybe we'll derp out for real in length the ones that people actually are interested in.
If you actually pledge like $10, we'll make the song that you want.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. No, like, Dragon Force, though.
Like, no question. Dude, I will totally derp Dragon Force.
I can't derp that fast.
Oh,
that's some pretty fast derp.
Trust me.
We'll give Neofaust 2 or 3 energy drinks, and he'll be full speed.
Or we'll just derp him at normal speed and then speed it up in post.
Okay.
I don't know any Dragon Force songs.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcasts, videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, @Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.